See, God is good today.
The Lord is good. Praise God.
How many that loves the Word of God? That is the Word. We're begotten by the Word of the living God. We're born again by it. It takes the Word of God to convict us. The Word is a light. And it'll shine on us. It'll shine on our path. It'll open our eyes. It's a revealer. So, if the Lord will help me today, if I today can create in you a greater hunger and a desire for God's holy word, to read your Bible and to pray, I will feel like I've accomplished
something.
I will feel like I accomplished something. You know, we want God to speak to us. But how can he unless we read and we pray? This is his voice right here. This is his will. David said, I will hide thy word. I have hid thy word in my heart, O Lord. That means I've stored it up. Stored it up in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
Amen.
The Bible said the entrance of his word giveth light.
Yes.
He said, I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong. And you have overcome the wicked one. Because of the word of God. Because the word of God abideth in you, you have overcome the wicked one. So we're going to have his holy word.
Yes, we are.
I want to ask you today, how important is your Bible and God's word to you? Stay with me a little while. Do you really realize what you hold in your hand when you pick up your Bible?
That's right.
Do you really realize how powerful it is? How sweet it is? How good it is. There's life in, on all of the pages of God's holy word. There's a light that'll guide you. It's food and it's manna that'll feed you. When you pick up your Bible, you are holding the very heart of God in your hand. Holding his heart right in your hand. When you pick up your Bible, you are holding his living testament and his will for your life. You hold his affection in the palm of your hand. You are holding a love letter written in red. Whoever thought that you could hold the heart of God in the palm of your hand? You hold God's plan for your life, both now and your future. God wants you to be blessed. And he wants you to prosper. Hallelujah. You're holding his very... God's got a will for everybody in this house. God's got a plan for you. He's got a will and he's got a work for you to do.
Amen.
Yes. Come on. How many knows in the word of God? You hear God's voice speaking to you. When you open your Bible, you will hear God's voice calling you. The trouble of it is, Brother Jason, we don't take time.
Come on now.
You have to take time with the Lord.
Take time.
Take a bucket of water, throw a big old sponge down in the top of it. It takes a while for that water to soak into that sponge. The Bible is a living well. It is a water. It is the water of life.
Amen.
How many has ever had a real good prayer? You just spent time with the Lord, quality time with the Lord, and you felt the Lord dealing with you. You, as you read the scriptures, you read them before, and you just something just popped out, and something touched your heart. Tears come up in your eyes.
Yes.
That's the voice of God.
Amen.
That's the Spirit of God. How can he speak to you unless you read your Bible faithful every day? Hallelujah to the Lord.
You're right, brother.
Deal with me, Lord. Draw me, Lord. I remember when I first got saved. Listen, when I first got saved, I had such a hunger for God's word. I carried my Bible everywhere I went. Mom would say, take me to the store. I was 20 years old when I got saved. She'd say, take me to town. I'm going to look for curtains or whatever. And as many times I took her to town, and she'd be going in the stores and everything, and I'd be reading the Bible. Going into a restaurant, I'd read my Bible. on the job. I remember I worked a big 14-inch saw cutting through metal. And while that saw was cutting through the metal, I'd be opening up God's Word and reading God's Word. Yeah. I remember I had such a hunger and a thirst in my heart. I said, Lord, I want to go deeper. Lord, draw me closer to you. Lord, I want to know you more and more and more. Mom and Dad had a washroom in there, and it was concrete floor. Her washer and dryer stood over here in the corner. And I remember I would go in there and get down on my knees like that in front of that old washer and dryer. And I'd say, Jesus, this is my prayer, Brother George, over and over and over. I said, God, give me wisdom. Lord, give me knowledge. Lord, give me understanding of your word. Open up my eyes that I can see. Lord, feed my heart, Lord. Show me your golden nuggets in your word. And I prayed that prayer over and over and over. I got saved in 1974. And 4 years later, the Lord called me to preach. And anything that I can do that's any good today is because of God. I ain't nothing in myself, but I give him the praise. It is his anointing. It is his spirit. I am what I am today by the grace of God, because I hid his word down deep in my heart. I had a hunger. How many knows that the Lord will lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake? Hey, how does he do it? He leads us into the fields of green and beside the still water. I tell you, there ain't nothing in this world like getting the word of God and reading through Psalms and Proverbs and the four Gospels and saying, Jesus, would you walk out of the pages of God's word and would you walk down in my heart? I've been telling you, the Lord, open up your eyes. He'll anoint your eyes with eyes had, and the Spirit of God will flow out of the Bible into your heart. Raise your little hand and praise him. Hey, Lord, there's power in the Word of God. Hey, Lord, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for reproof and correction and instruction in righteousness. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. When you look into the Word of God, there is a sword there, and it'll divide you up, and it'll show you, hallelujah, the things you need to know. The Word of God is a mirror. Hey, Lord. Come on, I feel the Lord in the house. Hey, God.
It's a mirror.
Hey, Lord. How many knows this is a mirror? When you look into the pages of God's Word, God's a looking right back at you. He'll show you your blemishes. He'll show you your spots. He'll show you your wrinkle. It's a pure glass that you can look into and see the glory of God is shining. I've been telling you, I want to see the face of Jesus Christ. And when you open the lids, you're looking God in the face. Praise him, church. Praise him. Show me, Lord. Show me, Lord. Show me your will. I tell you, there's power in this word.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
Come on.
Jesus was in the wilderness among the wild beasts.
Come on. Yes.
In the mountain, led by the Spirit of God into the mountain, fasted for 40 days, 40 nights. He was afterward and hungered.
Hunger.
And I'm telling you, that's what the devil will do. He'll catch you at your weakest point. He'll catch you right in the wrong, when you're in the wrong place, come on, at the right time, or when you are weak. He'll come to you with a temptation.
Amen.
The devil himself showed up to Jesus. He said, if thou be the Son of God, he said, command that these stones be made bread. Hey, Lord. The devil knew that he could turn those stones into bread. But what he was wanting Jesus to do, because he was the Son of God, I've got the power and I've got the willpower to turn those stones into bread. But I'm telling you what Jesus told the devil. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live. It lets us know, oh Job of old, brother Jason, he said, I have esteemed the words of thy mouth more necessary than my food. I mean, he knows their Bible, and the word is more important than the food we eat.
Amen.
You can go hungry and Lord, I'm do without and fast. I've been telling you, but you need the word of God.
Yeah. You're right. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Oh, Jesus. How many wants to hear God's voice?
Yes. Amen.
I remember one time, I ain't got this in my notes. I hadn't been saved very long, Brother Jason.
Come on now.
Being a young boy, 20 years, hope. Here comes Slupa, here comes the devil. He's attempting me, tempting me, tempting me. Don't you sit here. You might be in a 50, 60, 70 years. You'll have times the devil will come and he'll put things in your mind.
That's right,
brother.
Come on.
He will do it.
Right.
He'll do it.
He'll do it. Wants to lead you astray. Wants to get you away from God.
Right.
Brother George, I was being tempted. And I remember I was a wrestling. I knew I was saved. And I knew I loved Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you. You see, God called me. When he called me, I was on drugs and alcohol bad. Couldn't get off.
Praise God.
And don't you tell me that I didn't look down in that pit when that old devil come attempting and tried me. And in my mind and my memory, Brother George, I'd go back to the top of that pit and I'd look down where my feet was sunk in the mire. One time I did not want to live. Come back close, taking my own life. So close to it that my hands would turn clammy, cold, and sweaty, and I gripped my teeth. Gripped my teeth is all I can do to keep from taking my own life. Don't you tell me. I'm telling you, at our weakest point, when the devil comes,
right.
I don't want to go to hell.
Amen.
I don't want to miss this.
Right.
And I go back in my memory, and I look right down in that pit where my feet was sunk in the mire, and I could see my fingers where I clawed the sides of that pit, trying to get away from the drugs, get away from the alcohol, get out of the rock music and everything. And I remember looking up at the top of that pit, it seemed like I saw Jesus there. And he reached down a hand as far as I could reach up. He was reaching down to me and he lifted me out. How many can say, I'm glad he lifted me out?
Amen.
I'm glad he lifted me out. I'm glad he brought me out of sin.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad he showed mercy on me. In my weakest times, I go back and say, God's been good to me. My God's been good to me. He's helped me, Brother Jason. He's restored me. Come on. 2 weeks from today, hey Lord, I'll be saved 50 years. That is half of a century. That night that I got saved, I feel the Lord. I've been telling you, I sat back there. I looked up at that altar, and it seemed like I saw Jesus that day. That night in 1974, between 7:30 and 8 p.m., on April the 28th, I was sitting back there, long hair, my Lord, and drugs are flowing through my veins. And I looked up at that altar, and I could see Jesus stretching
stretching his hand out to me, saying, if you'll come to me tonight, I'll give you the peace and the joy you're looking for. And that old devil showed up and he sat on my shoulder, a 20-year-old boy. He said, you can't let it. Hey, Lord. He said, it's only for old people. Hey, Lord. When you get 50 or 60 year old, then you can get into church. But I tell you, Jesus stood there that night and said, you're at your crossroad. It'll be me or the world or me or the devil. And I chose. And I come to the altar. I said, Lord, if you will help me, I will serve you. And it felt like a ton of brick. I lifted it off of my chest. And God set me free. Raise your little hand and praise him.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
He said, you can't let it.
Come on.
Look, devil, out. I got a microphone in my hand, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Raise your hand. You can make it, and you can serve him if you got a desire.
That's right. Come on. Yes. Hey, Lord.
You're right, brother.
Hey, Lord.
Yes. Hey, Lord. Can't live it, huh? You're a liar and a father of it. Hey, Lord.
And I was being tempted. I mean, bad tempted. But I had a fear of God. I'm going to tell you two things that will keep you. Y'all looking? The love of God and the fear of God. You can't leave neither one of them out.
That's right. Come on.
The love of God and the fear of God. If you've got a healthy fear of God and a respect for him, you can make it.
Right. You can make it.
You can serve him.
Yes.
I went to bed one night. And I remember I was troubled when I went to sleep. And Brother George, in that dream, I come to the base of a big mountain. Like this over here. I come to the base of a big mountain. And I looked up and it was tall. And that path was narrow, and it just narrowed like this all the way up. And I started my ascent up that mountain. And I mean, it was steep. And in my heart, I was wanting to get to the top so I could be with the Lord. I was wanting to be in his presence. And I got up about halfway up that hill, that mountain. And it was like a rock cliff on this side as I was climbing. And just a low place over to my side like this. With all kinds of snakes. And if you ever have a dream of serpents and snakes, that's representing the devil.
Yeah.
You ever had it?
Yeah.
You ever had it?
Right.
And I remember I got in there and I was scared. And those snakes, they was all kind, big ones and smaller ones, and they coiled up and they was looking at me like wanting to strike me. And in that dream, Sister Alicia, I was looking for a big rock. I couldn't find a rock nowhere to find a rock to crush them.
Come on.
And I said, I know what I'm going to do in the dream. I know what I'm going to do. Yes. My Bible is down at the foot of the hill. And I went all the way down at the foot of the hill. And I picked up the word of God. And I held it over my hand. And I made it all the way to the top of the mountain with the word of God. And no serpent, hallelujah, no snake bit me. I'm telling you, there's power. Hey, Lord, in the word of the living God. Jesus rebuked the devil with the word of God. It is written, Satan.
Yeah.
Come
on. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory
oh.
to God.
Lord, I want your will in my life.
Come on.
You will hear God speaking to you in every verse, chapter, and line.
Yes.
If you'll faithfully read your Bible.
That's it.
Listen, the Lord will not let you go astray.
Come on.
Come on. He won't allow you to be tripped up. He will lead you. He will guide you. You will hear his voice through the sacred pages.
Yes.
Saying, this is the way, walk ye in it.
and ye shall find rest for your soul. Follow me, and I will bring you into the green pastures. I will lead you beside the still waters. If I, oh Lord, don't tell us, James. The Bible history says, Brother Jason, that James had camel's knees. What did it mean to that? They said that that man lived a life of prayer. He spent hours and days and weeks and months all together on his knees. And they said that he had camel's knees where he prayed so much and sought the face of the Lord. And James said, submit yourselves therefore to God. What's he saying? Yield your faculty, yield your mind, and yield your body and its members unto God, and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you. How many knows the only way you can draw nigh to God is the word of the living God? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I'm telling you, if you'll draw near unto your Bible and read it every day and pray out in the pages, God will draw nigh unto you. He'll do it.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Brother Kevin, I'm in the top of a barge right now. And it is completely loaded.
Yeah.
And I've only got a little kid shovel to get all this unloaded today. I'll never get through all this. You got your Bibles? How many in the house got your Bible?
Amen.
Turn with me into Psalms chapter 19. Psalms 19 and 7. I want to tell you before you start reading. In this psalm that we're about to read, the psalmist David calls the word, listen, he calls it the law, the testimony, the statutes, the commandments, and the judgments. Five different labels he puts on the word of God. Look at verse 7. The law of the Lord is what?
Perfect.
Woo! Perfect. Converting the soul.
Right.
God's law, his word is perfect.
Right.
That word perfect in the Hebrew is tamim, meaning that it is entire. It is complete truth. It is undefiled. It is morally pure. And it is whole. God's law is perfect. Doing what? Converting the soul. What are you saying to us, Holy Ghost, through David? The Hebrew word is shu'ub, meaning to turn you back and away from error. To recall you. To restore you. To pull you back again. And to change you. Can I tell you that word of God is perfect? He'll change you. He'll transform you. He'll turn you away from evil. He'll turn you out of the path of sin. Hey, Lord, the statutes. Oh, Lord, let's look at the second half now. Verse 7. The testimony of the Lord is what?
Sure.
Sure. Making wise the simple, the unlearned and the simple-minded. There is no excuse saying that you don't know. If you got a Bible and you don't read it, God will speak to you. That word simple in the Hebrew means the foolish and the unlearned. who are easily seduced and deceived by sin and the devil. God is saying, if you'll read my word prayerfully, I will speak to your heart. I will give you wisdom to avoid the pitfalls and the snares of life that Satan lays for you. I will open your eyes and I will show you how to keep you from being deceived and led astray. Yeah. Woo! I will show you dangers that you can avoid trouble. My word and my spirit will teach you, hallelujah, how to deal with people and how to deal with this world to save yourself from reproach. I will tell you how to act, and I will speak to you to save your soul from trouble. I will give you wisdom to let you know when you get too close to others who are carnal, and when you need to pull away. For evil communications corrupt good manners. You will listen to me, God is saying. You will walk discreetly, and others will see my light in you, and it will bring peace to you and a clean harmony, that you will be safe and you will be secure. I'm telling you, I'm glad God pulled me out a long time ago, running with the wrong crowd. That's what got me in trouble. I'm telling you, there is a pure way and there is a highway of holiness, and I've taken up my lot with God's holiness people. Raise your little hand. My God brought me out and he brought me into the fold. Hallelujah. I'm among the redeemed today. I'm among the sanctified today and the called out. I'm telling you, God will show you who to keep company with. Hallelujah. Light has no fellowship with darkness. Hey, Lord, it'll pull out and it'll pull away.
Amen, bro. Yeah. Yes. You're right.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Bro. Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus has no fellowship with unrighteousness.
Right.
What communion hath light with darkness? Oh, God. Holy Lord, Holy Lord, teach me today. Can you tell the Lord today, Jesus, would you teach me the right from the wrong?
Teach me, Lord.
The carnal from the spiritual.
Yes.
The chaff, make a difference, Lord. Show me the difference between the chaff and the wheat.
Yes.
What's acceptable, what's holy in your sight, what's carnal, what's fleshly, what's worldly.
Yes.
Show me, Lord, the pitfalls and the dangers. Jesus, don't let me get too close to the wrong things of this world, God.
Right.
Holy Lord. Look at verse 8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Can I say to you today, if you love Jesus and you love God, you'll love his word and want to read it.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah. Won't you?
That's right.
You'll fall in love with your Bible. Your Bible will thrill you. It'll encourage you. It'll give you peace and joy. And it'll put hope in your soul.
Right.
Amen.
We must go deep enough in God's Word to meditate in it, to sing it, to speak it in prayer. And it'll lift up your soul. Can you tell us more, David? Oh, Lord, I have longed for thy salvation. Thy law is my delight. Can you tell us, Jeremiah, the prophet, about God's word? Yes, I can. Jeremiah said, my generation doesn't want God's word. Ain't we living there today?
Amen.
The word of the Lord is unto them reproach. They don't want to hear it. You know why? Because it convicts.
Convicts.
It'll convict sin.
It'll convict
you. Yes, it will. It'll convict you of the world.
Right. Yeah.
Praise God. Jeremiah said, my generation don't want to hear it. It's a reproach unto them. He said, but thy words were found. He found them. He said, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
Do you know today what you hold in your hand when you pick up your Bible? It is the word of the living God. It is the sword of the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit's double-edged sword. You hold in your hand the manna and the bread of heaven. It is a well of life, a continual flowing fountain that will never run dry. You hold in your lap a lighthouse. It's healing for your body and salvation for your soul.
Yeah.
It's the cure for every sin. It is a backslider's hope and a way back to God. Hey, Lord, that's a way through our troubles and our trials. It's strength to the weary and comfort for the lonely. It's joy for the sad. Open your Bible's lid and you'll discover hidden treasures. It is the gate to heaven. It's the way to escape hell. You hold in your hand the grace of God that'll keep you. Hallelujah. All the way till you make it home. Raise your little hand and praise him in the house. And grace and mercy is right here in the Word of God.
Yes. Woo!
You cannot separate the Word from the Spirit. It was the Holy Ghost breathed upon men that wrote it. And the Spirit and the Word agreed today. You want the Holy Ghost, get the Word in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God.
Oh, Lord. Now back to verse 8. The second half of the verse. The commandment of the Lord is what?
Pure.
It's pure. Enlightening the eyes. It does what?
Enlightens the eyes.
It enlightens the eyes. You got natural eyes here today, children, but our eyes, our soul has eyes. Our spirit man has eyes, spiritual eyes.
Yes.
It enlightens you.
Right.
What are you saying to us, sweet Holy Ghost? God's word will illuminate you and it'll open your eyes. It'll shine a light to show you the right way.
Right.
God, I want to do right. Can you say that today, Jesus? Lord, I want to do right. And I want the right way, Lord.
Yes.
Show me, God, and I'll walk in it.
Show me, God.
Holy Lord.
Yes.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, God, and it's a light unto my path. Show me, Jesus. Show me. Lead me.
Yes.
It will not, Brother Jason. The Word of God will not let you walk in darkness.
No, it won't.
The Hebrew word for enlighten is a little two-letter word. What? A little two-letter word that is so powerful. It's called or. It's an O with a 10 over it. O-R. The O in it means to light a fire. To give out light.
Light of fire.
Woo! That word or, to be enlightened means to light a fire to give out light. This right here will light a fire.
It sure will.
It will light a fire down in your heart and your soul.
Light fire.
Yeah.
How many knows what fire will do? It'll burn up the chaff. Hallelujah.
Woo!
It'll purge you.
Praise
thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Bless Lord.
Tell us, Psalmist David, about this light that enlightens the eyes. Psalms 119 and 104. Through thy precepts, O Lord, I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What are you saying, David? God's holy word is a burning lamp and a fire that lights my way.
Yes.
How many knows it'll light our way in this evil, hate-filled, lust-filled world, this society?
Yes.
I don't have to fall victim, Brother George, to the devil. I don't have to fall victim to his deceits. My Lord will show me the safe way, and I'll make it to heaven by the light of fire of his word.
Amen.
Yes. Let me finish this. Verse 9. The fear of the Lord is what? It's what? Clean. Enduring.
Forever.
Would you all agree with me today that if everyone feared the Lord, there would not be such tragedies and heartbreaks?
Right. Amen.
Right. There wouldn't be such backslidings. If we had a healthy dose of a fear of God, 90% of our society's troubles would not exist.
Amen. Not exist.
It's the truth.
You're right.
The fear of the Lord will put wisdom and knowledge in you. How many knows the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom?
Beginning of wisdom.
It goes on, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they didn't know. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for the truth. So raise your little hand in the house today. What we heard through the pastor is truth today. And we take it, he'll save us.
Yes. Amen.
Sure. Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Brother Jason.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jesus.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The patriarch, Brother Job, quoted it. He said, unto man, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord.
Fear of the Lord.
Comma. That is wisdom, comma. And to depart from evil is understanding.
Understand.
Woo. This is a broad statement that I make now. Everybody ready? It covers a lot of areas and situations. But people who do not read their Bibles and really, really pray to hear from God and sense His Spirit dealing with them, listen, they don't realize when enough of something is enough.
Right.
Come on. The Spirit of God will tell you when too much of something is too much.
Yes. Come on.
The Holy Ghost will let you know in God's word and through prayer, His Spirit will deal with you when too far is too far.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
They do not sense when to back off.
Come on.
I'm saying it broadly. There's times in our life God says you're getting too close to certain things or certain people.
Too close.
Back off.
Too close.
Yep.
Oh, God. Come on now. That's sin blow.
Too much is too much.
Amen.
Come on.
He that is wise will spare his words.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh God.
Careful what you say. Come on.
When he will teach you when to refrain from saying something.
Right.
Or doing something.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you got two voices are working on you. You got the Spirit of God trying to deal with you and speak to you, but you got the voice of the flesh.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost will tell you when to hold your peace.
Yeah. Come on.
He will, oh God, He will tell you when to stop doing things that are heading in or even starting to head in the wrong direction. Raise your little hand in the house. I don't want to miss it, Brother Jason. I don't want to goof up. I don't want my mouth to sin. I don't want my hands to go in the wrong direction. I don't want my fingers to do the wrong thing. I don't want my feet to go the wrong way either. I thank God. I don't want my ears to yield my ears unto things that are not right. Raise your head and say, Lord, help us.
Lord, help us.
The Lord will tell you when too far is too far, when enough is enough, and when to stop it. Hey, Lord, before it goes any farther.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Come on. Oh, God.
The Bible, when you read it and you really pray, you ask for God's heart to deal with you. You want to really make it to heaven, go to heaven and be pleased in His sight.
Yeah.
The Spirit of God will speak to you.
Yes.
The fear of God will correct your attitudes.
Yes, He will.
And your actions to prevent troubles, Brother Jason.
Right.
He'll keep you from hurting others. or offending them. Listen, the fear of God will check your entertainment.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
It'll check your entertainment if it's wholesome, if it's holy, if it's pure, if it's harmony, if it's good. Mm-hmm. If it ain't, God will check you.
Glory to God.
It will convict you of foolishness.
Yes.
Mom. Look me in the eyes, everybody. Look me in the eyes.
It will check us, Brother Jason.
Check you.
We get too loose sometimes in our talk.
That's right.
Come on.
In our attitudes. And it leads to wrong and bigger things.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Come on now. God will check you. It'll convict you of things that are not wholesome, that grieves God's spirit.
Amen.
The fear of God will check you on the company you keep.
Amen.
You will not want to join them in their carnality.
That's right. You're right. Come on.
When people starts talking wrong, won't you get away from them?
Right.
Blessed be God.
Get away from them.
Right.
You will not want to join them. You will be afraid of this world's influence and what it leads to.
Oh, yeah.
There's just something inside of you when the Spirit of God rises up and throws a red flag in your spirit on the inside, and it makes you feel you just want to get away. This is going too far.
Come on. Right.
You'll want to pull away. God's just saying, stop it.
Stop it.
When you have the fear of God, you will love the Lord and want to do what's pleasing to Him.
Right.
Love will be your soul's motto, that you will want to build, you will want to unite, and you will want to love your brother and your sister, and you will want to serve God among God's people. Raise your little hand. Oh, Lord, fill my heart with love, Lord. Fill it with unity, God. Oh, put it in my heart.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Look at verse 9. The last half. The judgments of the Lord are true. What's it say? True and righteous altogether. Look at the word true. There's a lot of fake in this hour. Would you agree with me, church?
Amen.
Amen.
There's a lot of sham. There's a lot of put on. There's a lot of false.
Amen.
Even in the church world and the time that we're living in.
Yes.
But always remember, listen to me. It'll all crumble in the end, and only the truth will stand.
Amen.
What's false and what's pretense, Brother George, is all going to fail when we stand before God.
Yes.
But God's holy word of truth will save you in the end. The word of truth will keep you. And it'll fill you with righteousness that you'll live on through eternity. If you got it in you, you will endure forever. Look at verse 10 and verse 11 as I close. More to be desired are they, what? The word, the law, the precepts, the testimonies, the judgments, God's word. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. In ending, that blessed book, the Bible, that you hold in your hand will make you rich in your soul in spiritual things of the Lord. David goes on, sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. Tell us, David. Psalms 119 and 140, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it.
Yeah.
How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. It is better to me than thousands of gold and silver. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in the keeping of them there is great reward. Let's just raise our hand to Him. Jesus, Jesus, Lord, we love You. We thank You for calling us and drawing us, Lord, into the family of God, drawing us into the church. Lord, it's Your precious word that is true, God. It gives wisdom, it gives knowledge and understanding. Thy Spirit, Lord, works through Your word. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, let us be true, God, from here on out, God, with all of our heart. We'll praise You for it. Hallelujah.
Boy, they come out fast today.